Bickley and Murata. Social Studies. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com. That's CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
I, for one, cannot believe it's 9 o'clock already on this Tuesday. It's time for some social studies.
All right.
And we welcome back Sarah Cazell to the mix. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I, for one, cannot believe it is only Tuesday.
Huh.
Has this week been long for anyone else? One and a quarter days.
Yeah,
so
just
far.
Just getting started, Sarah.
Man,
that's
got to go back and get a little bit more coffee after this.
I'm going to stay positive.
Okay.
Time's flying by.
Good for you.
It's been interesting because there's not another Suns game now till Friday.
I know.
Yeah.
So there's
or
nothing
Coyotes.
Really to watch at night now until. So we'll see how the days break up the rest of the week. How if it feels longer or shorter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catch up on holiday movie viewing, I guess.
Yeah. They're all bad. All right, let's get into social studies. Christmas movies are cheesy.
I watched one over the weekend.
You did?
8-Bit Christmas.
Okay.
I watched a bad one over the weekend.
Yeah?
Home Sweet Home Alone.
Oof.
It was okay. It was stupid, but...
Okay. All right, we'll get into that later. Right. Maybe we'll do some holiday movie questions later on as we're waiting for the Suns and the Coyotes to return on Friday. But for now, this edition of Social Studies, which we do every day at 9 o'clock on Bickley and Murata Mornings, it is now in session. That's my gavel.
All right.
All right, first question. The New England Patriots at the top of the AFC now, 9-4 after 7 straight wins. We are asking who is more deserving, Dan and Vince, of the NFL Coach of the Year award right now. Is it Cliff Kingsbury, who we had been saying that was pretty much a lock until the last week or so? Is it Bill Belichick, or is it another coach? Who is most deserving?
I'm sure this is not going to be the popular answer, but I don't know how you go away from Bill Belichick. He's doing this with a rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. I almost said he's doing it with a Wookiee.
Ooh, that would be
That would be a heck of an accomplishment.
That would give them the advantage in those snow games. So.
Yes, it would.
Hey.
Yes, it would.
I mean, it is impressive, but we do a radio show produced by a Wookiee.
We do.
Oh, my.
Sarah, they call me Chewbacca.
Yeah.
I agree with Bick. Right now, if you're giving the award to based on what we've seen so far, it's Belichick by a nose over Cliff Kingsbury.
Okay.
Now, he has had the availability of his rookie quarterback consistently, and the Cardinals did overcome the loss of not only Kyler Murray but DeAndre Hopkins, winning 2 of 3. But it's a close race.
There's a long way to go in this race. I mean, continuing to win games with a quarterback that you don't trust to throw the football, there's no guarantee. And if the Patriots do end up with the number one seed, then Bill Belichick will certainly deserve it. Mm-hmm. But I think the Patriots are going to get nicked up here. And so if the Cardinals can run the table, Cliff might have a really good shot
at this. That game plan should not have worked last night against a team that's supposed to be as good as the Bills.
Right,
right. Well, supposed to be being the key. I think they're being exposed a little bit. You guys said it should be a close race. It most certainly is not a close race with our voting results right now. 74% of our voters say Cliff Kingsbury is most deserving of NFL Coach of the Year. 25% say Bill Belichick. 1.1% said somebody else, and let us know. I saw Matt LaFleur got a response. I think John Harbaugh got a response as well. Cards fan 954 says the Cardinals were widely thought to finish last in the division in the preseason. The Patriots were thought to contend for second in their division in the preseason. So clearly a vote for Cliff Kingsbury there. And then that Green Bay response from Ben Peterson. He says the caliber of the players injured for the Packers is exponential, though Matt LaFleur is rarely on anyone's list. And then he lists all the different major guys who have been hurt throughout the season this year.
I'm not sure you can beat David Bakhtiari.
Okay, I'm not sure you can beat Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt for having injured players that missed games for any team.
Fair enough. All right, let's move on to our next question. This ties into last night's game. And also the Cardinals having to play in Chicago on Sunday. Some rough weather for these teams to be playing in. Open-ended question, guys. What is your favorite bad weather game of all time?
Wow. I don't know about favorite, but the one that strikes me the most, New Year's Eve 1988, The Bears were about to play a playoff game against the Eagles, and that crazy shroud of fog rolled in off Lake Michigan. Mm-hmm. And it turned into one of those games where it was a close game up until the fourth quarter, and I remember watching that deeply vested and emotionally interested, going, I can't believe this fog might derail this football team. This fog that came in, if I remember correctly, it was very dense, but it was very small. It was limited to about 12 city blocks. And if the game would have been at any other time or any other place, the fog would not have been an issue. But right there, and you could, the announcers up in the booth couldn't even see the field.
Yeah.
And wow. I'll never forget, the Eagles threw the ball like 50 times that game. And I'm like, why do you keep trying to throw the ball in this fog?
Where is it going?
Well, yeah.
Talk about not adjusting your game plan.
Yeah, right.
I can't answer this question because it would be inconsistent for me to do so. I hate weather games, so I can't have a favorite bad weather game.
Okay. It's so
they
funny.
All suck equally.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
All right. How about
I think I'm like DJ Humphries. Everything should be 70 degrees and a little bit breezy.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. But you got to have the bad weather to better appreciate the good weather. That's how it works, no?
Yeah. Perspective.
Mike, thank you. Mike Paris goes with the Chargers and the Giants in 1995. Giants fans pelting players on the sidelines with snowballs was the greatest game ever. And then there's a screenshot of an AP headline that says, accused snowball throwers, life in ruins. Now, his life might have already been in ruin before throwing the snowball. Giants fan, after all, we don't know. Brandon Murata, family of the show, says that Lions-Eagles game when Calvin Johnson had snow in his helmet and attached a photo, and there is snow all up in that
goodness.
Helmet. It looks so cold.
That looks really uncomfortable.
The fog game that you went with, Dan Bickley, and then, mm-hmm. of course, there's the Ice Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, a wind chill of 36 below zero.
There were players in that game who lost circulation in their extremities and never got it back.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember we talked to Jerry Kramer about this?
That's right.
Then when they got done, the Packers won that. They went to Fuzzy Thurston's Bar in Green Bay where the power didn't work. So their post-championship party was in a bar that was about 20 degrees inside.
At least the beer was cold.
Yeah. And that's all that matters in Wisconsin, Vinny.
Yep. You know, I'm starting to understand why all the Midwesterners find their way out to Phoenix. It's all coming together.
And some people said that the Thanksgiving Leon Lett.
Oh, yes.
Cowboys, Dolphins.
Oh, the snow
sliding
in Dallas?
Snow, yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. All right, final question for today's edition of Social Studies. We started off talking about a cream cheese shortage, a national cream cheese shortage, which is near and dear to, and schmear to, Janet's heart.
Near and schmear to my
near
heart.
Near and schmear to your heart, yes. So we're asking, aside from the obvious, like water and oxygen, we are asking, what is one food, product, or luxury item that you just couldn't stand to live without if there were a shortage?
Oof. There was once upon a time that if, and I even said this out loud, I don't care if a doctor told me I was going to die if I continued to eat ice cream, I would continue to eat ice cream. But here I am.
The doctor told you that.
I don't eat ice cream anymore.
Right.
So it's got to be, for me, it's got to be my love and devotion to the Oreo cookie.
Oh, bless.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Love them.
Love that cookie.
What was your, ice cream of choice?
I was always a big mint chocolate chip guy, but other flavors too.
Okay.
What about you, Dan?
I would probably say carbonated beverages, like sodas, seltzers, that kind of stuff.
Would you call yourself a soda addict, or are you not quite at that level?
Not that far, because it isn't always soda.
Okay.
Sometimes it's like, you know, sparkling water.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. Better.
But I have to have it. Because, you know, I am in training for the Guinness Book of World Record. Loudest burp. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
you have, you have that handy, Jarrett? You
still have that? It, no.
It's not even that impressive of a burp to clear.
I can't even believe you didn't put that on the page.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, we have a ton of responses right now on Twitter, @Bickley_Murata. That is where you can follow us. A lot of really interesting stuff. Again, @Bickley_Murata.
You can revisit at the end of the show. Thank you, Sarah.
Great. Thanks.
Social Studies every day at 9 o'clock, @Bickley_Murata, as Sarah said. Coming up next, our weekly visit with the Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer, Shane Doan. Straight ahead, it's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Murata.
A shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
That's that time of the week. We're joined by the Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer, Shane Doan, who checks in with us here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Doaner, how are you today?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Can you settle a disagreement we have? Because we know you're not just a hockey guy. You're an avid sports fan. I have a feeling I know how you're going to answer this question as somebody who is proudly Canadian. When it comes to when it comes to football, are you a fan of the extreme weather games or no?
I don't totally understand. That game yesterday on Sunday was fun to watch, the Cardinals game and the game last night, but I don't totally understand why you don't just move the schedule ahead like 2 months and eliminate most of those games, because it just doesn't make sense to me. But hey, it's fun to watch it. It's fun to know that the environment is going to play a huge deal in it, and it's going to affect the score. And hey, that's part of the game, I guess. So.
But everybody loves it with everyone loves it with the Winter Classic, at least when the ice doesn't melt.
Also, you can't play games in Miami and Jacksonville in July.
We don't need a team in Jacksonville, Jarrett.
It's a good point, Jarrett. I think your first one, but that's a good point.
That was Shane's very polite way of saying, shut up, Jarrett.
Right. All right, here's another broad-based question I want to run by you. The NHL and the Beijing Olympics, should they not?
It's going to be hard because they opened up the CBA to go to the Olympics. So if you don't go, it's kind of the point of the point of opening up the CBA was so that the players could go. So there's going to be an element of that needs to be addressed if they end up not going. But I think they'll make the right decision. They went to Japan, mm-hmm. and in the middle of COVID, they managed to perform and get everything done. So I think there's the chance that they can go to China. And do I think they should go? I want to watch it. So yeah, I'd love for them.
No, I hear you. And but the thing is that I read about it is that if a player pops a positive COVID-19 test in Beijing, you might be placed in 21-day quarantine. Can you imagine if you're a key NHL player and you test positive before, like, maybe like the silver medal game or something, and now you're stuck there for 3 weeks and you can't get home?
Oof.
Yeah, that might not go over as well as you want it to.
That's good.
I mean, if you're Edmonton and you lose Connor McDavid for 21 days at that stage.
Right.
Yeah. All of the province of Alberta might revolt. Actually, all of Canada might revolt. Yeah. But hey, there has to be a way. There has to be somehow they could find a way to make it work. But again, they're still going to make sure that the safety of everyone's first and foremost. And I think the players are kind of all in that same boat where they want to do this. And they're going to do whatever they can to get there, but they're going to be aware of the situation.
Shane Doan, our weekly guest on Tuesdays here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. I got to ask about this because it popped up. It was a report that was out there that was deemed important enough for the Coyotes organization to respond to it about another rumored sale and relocation. And I don't want you to ask to I'm not going to ask you to respond directly to that, but it did kind of get Coyotes fans thinking again about future home in the Valley for the Coyotes, you know, with this being the last year in the lease agreement with Gila River Arena. Is there any update on that situation that you could share, Shane?
An update is in that we're not moving. Update is in we're not moving from everything. And again, Mr. Morello him and his family, everyone has bought, they've all bought houses here. They've moved here. This is their home now, and they're not moving. This is where they want to be. This is where they're going to be, let alone the entire valley is is growing, and it's just not with people, but with business and everything else. Mm-hmm. This is where you'd want to own a team if you were going to be trying to find a place to own a team. It's in the Valley, so they're not moving. Obviously, everything that's going on with in regards to the building is frustrating, and trying to find something that works, and they continue to do that.
There will come a day, Shane, I hope there will come a day when there's a new arena someplace and there's a new future and all of this goes away, because this has been 20-plus years, brother.
Yes, I've answered this question, I think, a couple times over my career, and it's annoying that you don't, like, I would give anything for it to be that question of, like, hey, you guys are in the rebuilding process, and this is going to happen, and that, and just that would be, I mean, those questions on their own are questions that are sometimes hard, but hey, I have to deal with this all the time, has added a whole nother level to what our fans and what the people that support the team have to deal with, because it's not just us, it's people that cheer for the team that you defend your team. Like, I defend the Cardinals, I defend the Diamondbacks and the Suns all the time, and I'm a fan of them, and same for people that defend the Coyotes, and you just want it to be easier for them, and we're going to, and Mr. Morrell and their group, I believe, is going to, and that's going to be huge for us.
Yeah, one last thing, Coyotes took the loss last night in Dallas, but it was a milestone for Louis Erickson. He played in his 1,000th NHL game, which is an amazing accomplishment. So then I looked it up, and I was like, wow. Doner played in 540 more games than that. Your top 17 all time in NHL games played. When you look back at that, is that something that you're most proud of, is just longevity and to be that available for your team for that many years?
Yeah, that's something that I didn't, you don't appreciate as a player until playing 1,000 games is so difficult, mm-hmm. and not very many guys get the opportunity to do it. And I think it's huge that when you reach that accomplishment, and it is something that I think every player that does it is pretty proud of. And being able to play as many games as I did is something that I'm very, very grateful for. And the fact that you're given it, like, there's a lot of players that I think would be capable of doing it. They just aren't given that opportunity because the organization moves in a different direction, or they change, they change coaches, and the coaches doesn't like the guy. So it happens, and to be able to play that long was special. But I was pretty happy for King Louis, as they were calling him last night. That was pretty cool. It was cool that it was against Dallas, and he played for Dallas for so long. And it's amazing how often that those kind of stories align, where things that happen in your career seem to happen against teams that are involved in the beginning of your career. Mm-hmm. I think that was cool. I'm happy for him and his family.
Yeah, very cool. Doner, always good to talk to you. We'll chat again next Tuesday. Thanks.
Sounds good, guys.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you. Shane Doan, Coyotes Chief Hockey Development Officer. He joins us every Tuesday here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Also, every Tuesday morning, a little different time, but we break out another round of Mustache.
Not a Mustache.
That's next here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
All right, welcome back to Bickley and Murata Mornings here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Sarah Cazell taking you to arizonasports.com for today's poll question with Dan Bickley, Vince Murata, and Jarrett Carlin. Guys, we are asking, which Valley coach do you think has been more important to their team's success? Cliff Kingsbury with the Cardinals or Monty Williams with the Suns?
Oh, this is an easy one for me.
Mm-hmm.
With all due respect to Cliff Kingsbury, the job that he's done this year, it's overwhelmingly Monty Williams. And helping set the culture, even before Chris Paul got here, the wheels were in motion. Monty Williams had a lot to do with it. So that would be my vote. Do you agree, Beck?
I would vote for Monty. Yes.
Whew. You guys want to guess?
Oh, I'm sure Cliff's running away with it. Recency bias? No?
No. Nope.
I'm going to say 81% Monty.
Up.
Wow.
88% Monty.
87% say Monty Williams, more critical to his team's success.
Wow.
Sorry, Cliff, 13% for you, though.
87% Monty, good name for a band.
That is good. I like that. That's a good one.
Thank you, Sarah. That's today's Sanderson Ford poll question on the homepage at Arizonasports.com.
Mustache. Not a mustache.
A mustache, a mustache, a mustache. Big mustache, thick mustache. My mustache, your mustache. Say the word mustache. A mustache, a mustache. Now we both have said mustache. A mustache, a mustache. If you only got a mustache.
That's your mom, and she's got a mustache.
All right, it's Tuesday. It is 9:30. It's time for America's fastest-growing facial hair-related quiz sensation, Mustache.
Not a mustache!
Not a mustache, where I will be presenting you with a clip from a movie, a TV show, a soundbite from an interview, or a song, and you'll have to tell me whether the person talking or singing has a mustache or does not have a mustache. Mm-hmm. Then you can earn a bonus point if you correctly identify the person. Today, because the Cardinals have a big upcoming Monday Night Football game, all clues will have something to do with Monday or Monday Night Football.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so it is a Monday Night Football themed edition. And I don't remember who won last week, but that's...
Well, I was cruising to a victory until you threw a Kanye West clue at me. Yeah.
There's no Kanye West clues today.
So I did I did get the victory last week.
Would you like to go first or second?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'll let Dan go first.
All right, Dan. And we'll start off a little some easy ones here, but here we go.
Are you ready?
Man got a lot of mileage out of that song. Williams Jr. Mustache.
There you go. Hank Williams Jr. Mustache. 2 points on the board.
After all the times we've heard that song, though, do we know the answer to that question, though? Are we truly ready for some football?
It's never answered, is
it? I don't know.
No, it's a case-by-case example. Do never generalize. All right, Vinny.
Yes.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday too.
That is Robert Smith of The Cure, not a mustache.
That is correct. That is correct. As you're a fan of The Cure, right?
Yes. Vinny?
And known for their depressing music a lot throughout their career.
But every once in a while, they come out with a real upbeat ditty.
It's surprising.
Yeah.
It really took me by surprise. All right, Dan Bickley.
John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous perhaps of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash.
Howard Cosell, not a mustache.
Howard Cosell, not a mustache.
Oh, that news was broken on Monday night.
One of the more famous moments in broadcasting, and it was on Monday night.
Yeah,
football.
I think so.
All right.
All right, Bick's up 4-2.
Vince?
Proof that he was the one to prune back this current team for the long-term good of the franchise. And hack away he did, like Mr. Miyagi with a chainsaw. When asked why he carpet-bombed all the way back to the tree line, Holmgren said nobody wants to be 8-8 forever. Indeed, Al. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Wow.
I don't get why.
That is undoubtedly Dennis Miller. From his ill-fated Monday night stance, did he have a mustache at that point? I'm going to say mustache.
He did, yes. Yeah. He had a full beard for the 2 years he was on Monday Night Football. I liked it. It was something very weirdly different.
Yeah.
But it's such an odd choice to them to think that that would work.
Right.
All right.
4-4.
4-4. Dan?
Friday night arrives without a suitcase. Sunday morning.
Yeah, that would be Paul McCartney of the Beatles. The big question is, where were they facial hair-wise at that point in time?
It's a tough one. It is tough. I almost didn't include it because of that, because it is tough. But I looked at several,
mustache. Mustache and a beard.
I looked at several videos, and it was not a mustache.
Okay.
Mm.
But that's, I should forgive you on that one. That was almost unfair, but fair. is not a word we use here on Mustache Not a Mustache.
Yeah, apparently after the Kanye West thing last week, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All 5-4. Right.
Vinny?
Yes.
Why don't you give him a Depeche Mode clue next?
He doesn't have a point.
Because this really isn't in his wheelhouse, Jarrett.
That is the band New Order. Bernard Sumner, the singer.
Ooh, look
at
that.
The song Blue Monday.
Look at that. Correct.
Not a mustache.
That's correct.
Vic's got a real point here.
No, I'm just joking.
I'm sorry. It works out sometimes this week. All right, Dan?
Yeah.
Back in black.
This is in Dan's wheelhouse.
All right.
Okay.
If you start thinking about all that stuff, it becomes overwhelming for your football team. But we know what's at stake, but we don't talk about that. Today's going to be Tell the Truth Monday. I'm going to talk more about the Tiger Bowl than anything, but the guys that played well. I want our guys loose and relaxed and go play a football game.
That would be Ed Orgeron, Tell the Truth Mondays. That should be our brand.
Tell the Truth Mondays,
right?
Yeah.
And Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Not a mustache.
You got it.
But we lie like hell on Thursday.
Absolutely. Yes.
Lie like hell Thursday.
Let's go!
All right,
Vic, back in front, 7-6.
Looking for the second voice here, the second voice, okay?
Okay.
Does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. No, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
That is, the actor's name is Diedrich Bader.
Wow.
Has Lawrence from Office Space and a glorious mustache.
That is correct. You got it.
I'm glad you got that.
This game has been completely weighted in my favor.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
For both of you.
Go ahead, Jarrett.
I try to tailor.
Go ahead, Jarrett.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot. Down.
That would be Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats,
yes.
And that would be not a mustache.
Yeah, you got it.
Well,
wow, I didn't know.
Thank you.
I thought that one was going to be hard. I never heard that song before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
yeah, it pops up where I haven't heard songs that are very popular.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Last one here
for the win, Vinny.
For the win.
For the Vin.
The male voice. You're going to be mad because it's an easy one, but here you go. I just love this clip.
And you didn't think I'd make any money. I found a dollar while I was waiting for the bus.
While you were out earning that dollar, you lost $40 by not going to work. The plant called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend.
Wow.
Wow is right.
That's not
wow
that many clips
right.
with Monday in it.
You picked the theme.
That's true.
Homer Simpson, not a mustache.
You got it. But still a very close game.
Oh, a hard-earned victory by Murata.
Wow.
Went to the wall for that one.
Hey.
Dug down deep.
That's random clues, and that's how we play.
Mustache.
Not a mustache.
Shut up, Jared.
A mustache.
Feel guilty.
Oh, don't feel guilty.
Next week will be.
No one's keeping score except for you.
Who do they?
Not even though.
Who do the Cardinals play after the Rams?
Detroit!
Okay. Detroit theme. You'll brighten your will.
Final thoughts. Pick the Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station. Pickley and Murata. Song of the Day. Brought to you by Sonic. This is how we Sonic. Stop by your nearest location today for the new Sonic Garlic Butter Bacon Burger for a limited time, only at Sonic.
Simon Le Bon, not a mustache.
That's good.
This was Vic's pick for Song of the Day. And I think maybe my favorite Duran Duran song.
That or Morning After is good.
That's good. As we kept with our Monday theme on a Tuesday.
Not Hungry Like a Wolf?
No, overplayed. This was a little bit more, this was a hit, but not as big a hit.
Ordinary World.
And I remember being a junior high kid and just absolutely despising this band because every junior high girl when I was in
just
junior high.
Just adored Duran Duran.
They just loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's so great about that guy? What does Simon Labat have that I don't got?
I want to give a shout out to the guy who trolled me on Twitter when I asked Shane Doan a question about a silver medal game in the Olympics. That would be the gold medal game where the loser gets the silver. It's a very good point.
I thought
it was a very dumb thing to say.
Yeah, I thought it was a reference that was the best that the Americans could hope for.
Ouch. I'll go with that. That's what it was.
Isn't that wild, though, that the Olympics are starting in like 6 weeks?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
The United States maybe participating. Maybe. Anyway, that's Duran Duran. New Moon on Monday. Today's Song of the Day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid.
Off the grid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
All right, last night, as we start off the grid with a daily dose of Vinny Joe trivia, a lot was made about the New England Patriots game plan. Mac Jones, in a full football game, threw three times, completed two passes. Patriots beat the Bills 14-10. You saw it pop up a lot. Least passes attempted by an NFL team in a game since 1974, which brings us to today's Vinny Joe trivia. That day,
okay,
it was Bills-Jets, September 29th, 1974. One starting quarterback attempted two passes. The other starting quarterback completed two passes. Can you name the quarterbacks? 1974 Jets versus Bills.
All right. Jets are Bills, Joe Cap. No.
No, you got the first name right.
I don't know.
Joe Ferguson?
Joe Ferguson is correct.
Wow. And so the Jets, 74.
You got this.
Joe Namath?
Joe Namath.
Oh, there we go.
Here's the stat lines from that game. Joe Namath in that game, 2-for-18 for 33 yards.
The most overrated player in NFL history.
And three interceptions. Yeah. I could care less if Joe Namath was struggling.
I want to kiss you.
Joe Ferguson in the same game, 0-for-2, 0 yards. The Buffalo Bills won the game. 16-12, and I have to look further to see if it was really, really bad weather. It was September in Buffalo, so that wouldn't be as bad.
That just maybe it was really, just really bad quarterbacks.
Yeah,
yeah.
From a guy who's
wow.
in the Hall. Joe Namath should have been held out of the
Two
Hall of
18.
Fame just for
yes.
that.
2-of-18.
2-of-18. Wow. You know who scored a rushing touchdown for the Jets that day?
Emerson Boozer.
Emerson Boozer had 69 yards to lead the team.
Good guess.
But John Riggins
had
a touchdown for the Jets.
Okay.
So that Jets team had two boozers.
Hey, oh, hey. It was the all boozer backfield. This was pointed out by John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
After Sunday's loss to the Indianapolis Colts, they lost 31-0. The Houston Texans officially eliminated from playoff contention and now find themselves as the owners of the Triple Crown of Crap. Have you heard this?
No.
The Texans are now 32nd in the league in rushing, 32nd in the league in passing, and 32nd in the league in total offense.
Oh, that's
which
fabulous.
Is inevitable when you have
that's fabulous.
You know, you're last in those other categories.
It's going to be very interesting down the stretch to see what shakes out in Philadelphia and Miami and where at Denver, who exactly is going to make that play for Deshaun Watson. Because if the Eagles can, if Jalen Hurts can do this, the Eagles have a lot of draft picks they can apply to rebuilding right here and now. If not, they might have to spend them. Okay.
Are you ready for our first ever edition of Great Moments in Canadian Press Conference History?
Oh, I'd love so. I'd love to do it. Let's do it.
Jeff Gorton was named the
former NASCAR great.
Yeah.
And fish stick proprietor.
I think he's from Gloucester. Gorton's fisherman. Wicked. Wicked good cod. He was introduced as a new high-ranking official in the Montreal Canadiens organization.
All right.
He's not from Canada. He's not from Quebec. But that did not stop him from trying to do part of the press conference in French.
Bonjour. A tous. C'est avec
beaucoup de fierté que j'ai accepté le rôle de vice president des opérations hockey avec les Canadiens de Montréal, la plus grande franchise dans la histoire du hockey, avec le but de ramener la Coupe Stanley à Montréal.
Ouf. That was rough.
A tout le monde, a tout mes amis, à vous en je dois partir.
Wow. That was rough.
There's some people that are
French Canadian, do you appreciate the effort or are you offended?
That's the question.
Appreciate the effort, I would hope.
I could see it split down the middle some people would appreciate it, some people would say it's pandering, and some people would say, hey, it's butchering our language.
At least he didn't speak French in a Cajun accent.
Ma famille.
Fromage.
Baguette.
Svensky hockey stjärnan attackrad av Schaffer.
That was not bad, comparatively
speaking.
Good
show today.
Big Swedish, better than Jeff Gordon's French. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to Bobby Hurley and Shane Doan. Thanks to you for hanging out with us as well. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Wolf and Luke are up next here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Have a great day, everybody.